Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or my Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. As you can see, I'm in a different location today. I'm visiting my family for a little bit, and it's cold. I'm wearing a turtleneck. Which is not very Chiang Mai or Thailand-y, but it's good. I wanted to do videos all over the world, and this is the result of that, so awesome. In this video, I wanted to talk to you guys about repeating ourselves, and this is something that I've actually noticed myself. I notice it more, actually, when I'm in my family. I notice it not as much with my friends because I don't know why, and that's actually something that I've been thinking about for myself. But I noticed that I do this a lot with my family, my sister, my brother, my mom specifically as well, and my father. Maybe because I feel like perhaps they don't understand me as well as I like them to. Or perhaps that I'm kind of speaking too fast for them to understand me. Or perhaps I'm just kind of repeating myself because I'm trying to convince myself as well of the idea as much as I'm trying to convince them. But I do notice that as I'm speaking to them, I'll be talking about something like, do you know why geese don't fly south in the winter? Or something like that, whatever the topic might be. And so I'm sitting there chatting with them, and I'll notice, I'll give them some kind of tidbit or some information, and then I'll repeat the same thing, maybe in a different way, maybe in the same exact way, but I'll repeat that phrase maybe twice, sometimes three times. Very rarely three times, but usually absolutely two times for sure. I mean, that happens very commonly with me. And as I said, I'm kind of noticing that I do that for myself. And so I'm really trying to figure out, okay, why? What is the purpose here? Why am I trying to repeat myself over and over again? Because what do I think? The person in front of me is foolish? Like, they do understand, but they do. I'm sure they do. So is it just for me, for my own benefit? Is it so that I feel comfortable with myself, that I've shared some information and gotten truth with the person in front of me? Or do I not trust my own communication skills? I don't believe that anyone's listening, I don't believe that anyone cares. There's so many different factors to it, right? But actually, this question was asked by Prasanatha. I think that's the way you pronounce your name. But he asked about how we repeat ourselves over and over again, and he was asking if it's an INFJ thing. I don't know if it's necessarily an INFJ thing, but I know a lot of INFJs do it, right? And this is something that we have to be careful about. Many other people, many other personality types, will probably repeat themselves as well, but a lot of INFJs repeat themselves as well. And so, is it an INFJ thing? Well, not exclusively, but yes, a lot of INFJs will do that. Now, there's different reasons for it. Partly, a lot of it has to do with communication. We believe that we're not good at communication, so we try to repeat ourselves in order to reinforce our ideas to the other party. So, a lot of times, we're afraid that the other person is not listening or they're not understanding us. That's a thing that we're always afraid of as INFJs. We're always afraid that the other person doesn't understand what we're trying to communicate to them. And so for us, the main way that we can actually reinforce our ideas with the person in front of us is to repeat it over and over again. Verbal reinforcement is a term that an individual used in a reply to the comment that asked this question. And I thought that was a really good way to describe it. It is just reinforcing, not only for ourselves, I think a lot of it is for ourselves. If we're telling other people, I am not lazy, I'm not a perfectionist, I'm not impulsive. A lot of times, I think it's also just because we want to convince ourselves that, yeah, I'm not lazy, I'm not impulsive, but also to convince the other person in front of us. And as you guys know, and I've done other videos on this, we are always afraid that people don't understand us. And I notice that when I see the person and I'm talking to them and I can see their eyes and I understand, I can see the understanding in their eyes and their face, then I don't repeat myself. But if I'm walking beside them and I can't see their face and I don't know what's going on through their heads, or sometimes they're hard to read, then I'll repeat myself because I want to make sure that they understood what I was trying to get across. Also, a lot of times I worry that because I know as an INFJ, we jump from topic to topic. A lot of my videos as well, I think, only relate to INFJs because I'm literally jumping from one topic to another. And it makes sense to an INFJ who's listening to it, but probably not to a lot of other people. But so we do jump from topic to topic, and we want to make sure that people have caught up with us. So, I've used this example before. If we're talking about Mars and life on Mars, and all of a sudden we start talking about Mars bars, the chocolate bar, we want to make sure that the person has caught the connection between the two ideas that we presented to them. Now, of course, there's a very easy connection between these two ideas. But sometimes you're talking about something as an INFJ, as an individual in general. And you kind of jump from one topic to another, maybe from the abuse that you had in your childhood to the fact that right now, nowadays, you don't like it when people give you chocolate for Valentine's Day. There might be some connection there, but the person in front of you perhaps kind of missed that connection because you're kind of jumping from one topic to another topic, sometimes unrelated to them, but absolutely related in your head. And so you really have to, as an INFJ, I believe, if you want to be a good communicator, you have to constantly reinforce that idea and to allow the person to catch up. And I think one of the ways we do allow the other person to catch up is by repeating ourselves. So not only does that repeat the idea, But also it gives the person a little bit of chance, a little bit of time to catch up to all of the ideas that we presented to them. And so it gives them a little bit of time to process it, right? And so as they process it, they understand it more. And then we, you know, ask them, does that make sense? And that's another thing that we say a lot as an INFJ. Does that make sense? Did that make sense? I'm always asking that because I want to make sure that these jumps that I do, that my monkey mind does from one branch to another, I want to make sure that they've caught up with me. They're on the same branch as me. They haven't been left behind 10 branches back that way, or they're or 5 branches that way. I want them to be on the same page as me, the same line as me, the same branch as me, and so that we can move in tandem. I don't want to leave them behind. And so I want to make sure that, you know, I repeat myself. I'm like, all right, so did you get that? Okay, cool. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the next idea. And then did you get that? And then, all right, let's move on to the next idea. All right. And so we bounce from branch to branch, from idea to idea, from our random abstract way of thinking. You know, we're always kind of moving in ways that sometimes I also look at myself and think to myself, how did I get to that conclusion? How did I even think about this random stuff, right? A lot of times I actually don't like watching my videos because there's a lot of jumping around in my videos as well. But I think that it makes sense to you guys. And so that's why I haven't really changed anything. I haven't done anything differently. But a lot of times I notice, I'm like, it makes sense to me, but I wonder if it makes sense to you guys. And that's why a lot of times I'll ask you guys at the end, does that make sense to you guys? I hope it makes sense to you guys. A lot of times people reply saying, it makes absolute sense. Don't ask us that. It's okay. You're totally fine. And I'm like, all right, cool. Phew. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons that I think we repeat ourselves is because we're afraid people aren't catching up to us, that we're leaving them behind, that people are not going to understand us. And you guys probably know, as an INFJ, the fear of being misunderstood is definitely one of those fears that affects us higher than anything else. Maybe fear of public speaking or being in a public social event might be one of those other fears, but mostly fear of being misunderstood is one of those things that haunts an INFJ. We're always afraid of that, especially with the people that I really, really care about. And that's the reason I think why, because I do care about my family a lot. My sister and mother I want to have a good harmonious relationship with them. So I'm always trying to make sure that I repeat myself and I'm talking about things and I am going around in circles sometimes to make sure that they kind of caught up to my way of thinking. And I'll look at them and I'll be like, all right, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Does that jive with you? And sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no, sometimes they just look at me like I'm crazy. Either way, I know where we are in that picture. I know, did they understand it? No or yes. And what do I need to do in order to make them understand me? Or if it's impossible to make them understand me, then I can give up on that idea and move on to something else. So I'm not beating my head against a wall and, you know, wasting my time, right? Which is another one of those things that we really hate, is wasting time. So I hope that this kind of makes sense to you guys. I hope I was able to explain myself to you in a way that made sense. Again, this is all about connection for us, connection, community, being able to connect with people at a deeper level. And everything we do, I think a lot of what we do is for that. You know, we repeat ourselves so that we can connect with people better. We like to have a harmony in relationships because we want to connect with people better. Because we're so terrible at it, we think in our heads, we think we need extra help. So we do whatever we can in order to make sure that things go smoothly. I hope this makes sense. If you guys have any questions about this, obviously, comment below or you can email me anytime. And again, keep the questions coming. I love all of the questions. I love all of the interaction and the community that you guys are building here. It really makes me so happy because you're supporting each other in ways that I could never support you guys. I'm so happy that I'm not the only one in answering questions and replying to queries. You guys are taking it upon yourself, and I think it's brilliant. You're supporting each other, all of the INFJ brothers and sisters out there in this community and out in the world. So I'm so grateful. And again, if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.